Wake up, Molokai. We have to go now. The young boy was yanked from his slumber as he was dumped from his bed and into a waking nightmare. He opened his sleepy eyes to see his uncle, Duke Adiel, looming over him with grim eyes. His older brothers, Isakurus and Hevel, were already scrambling to get dressed, while three silent guards he didn't know shuffled nervously in full battle armor outside the door.
What's happening?
Molokai asked, climbing to his feet as he noted the dark horizon outside. It was clearly late, yet it seemed too light below the window for the hour. An eerie, shifting glow danced along the bottom of the window, while the faint clanging of armor and screams of agony confirmed there was trouble.
Your father sent me to get you and your brothers out of the Citadel, his uncle said. He sent General Avner after the Queen and Captain Shimon after your sisters.
He tossed chainmail shirts in front of the older boys and turned back for a third to give to Molokai.
The enemy launched a surprise attack using pixies to get into the elven slave market. It worked. The walls have been breached, and our army has been beaten.
He thrust the third pair of greaves toward Molokai.
Your father is pulling back slowly with the castle guards to give us time to escape. But there are so many they can't be far behind me. They could be here any moment.
Molokai was stunned. The enemy had been camped outside the city for nearly 4 months, unsuccessfully trying to besiege it. Father said they couldn't blockade the city by sea, and they were barely strong enough to hold the land routes. How could they suddenly breach the walls? Hevel paused, his youthful features contorted with fear.
Will Father be all right?
All six royal children loved their father, but Hevel nearly worshipped him. As far as the 15-year-old second child of the king was concerned, his dad was practically perfect. It made sense when you thought about it. The boy had the same tall, broad-shouldered, strong build his father had, with the same deep brown eyes and dark brown, mischievous hair. His ready smile, quick wit, and carefree attitude also came from his father. Anyone could see he was just like his dad. And he loved it. Molokai was naturally a little jealous of his handsome brother, even though he was only 8. Everyone knew Molokai would likely never be attractive with those bulging eyes and somewhat crooked nose. He also tended to think so deeply about everything that he often took things much too seriously, and conversation didn't come easy for him. That's essentially why Molokai threw himself into his fighting lessons, especially with the sword. He was very competitive, and he knew fighting was his best chance to consistently beat Hevel at something, and others, while he was at it.
I won't lie to you, Hevel,
the Duke responded as he grabbed some greaves for Isakurus. It's looking grim, but the sooner we get out of here, the better chance he will have. Hevel's face set, and he rushed to get ready. At that moment, a large arrow shot through the window and slammed into Isakurus's chest. The nearly 17-year-old crown prince was the only child in the royal family who showed any magical talent. He had his enchantments in place, but the powerful arrow clearly carried some magic of its own. It was too much for the crown prince. Its sharp point pierced through his enchantments and punctured the chainmail shirt he had just finished putting on, sinking deep into his chest. Isakurus stumbled into the wall and sank to the floor. He looked at his uncle in pain and horror as he struggled to breathe. Blood dripped from his lips. Molokai saw the light of life leave his eyes. He froze. It seemed impossible that Isakurus could be dead. He had always been larger than life. Unnaturally kind, highly intelligent, and politically savvy, everyone was sure he was destined to be the best king the nation had ever seen. His features were not as striking as Hevel's, but he could still drive the girls crazy with his charming smile and powerful build. Molokai even found him to be excellent on the battlefield. Even at 8, Molokai had become a force to be reckoned with when sparring, mainly due to his dedication to swordsmanship and natural talent. Yet Isakurus remained one of the few who continued to beat Molokai every time.